reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them to even eat. When the relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. When you want someone to be discombobulated, to be disoriented, just say the person is insane, you're crazy, you are an eccentric. This is what they tried to do with Jesus. He's out of his mind. Because he came with something new, something different. He wasn't thinking the way others were thinking. And they judged him. They condemned him. On the contrary, in the first reading, David is a man who is considered a man after God's own heart. A person who is after God's own heart. What does that mean? What does that connote? A person who is after God's heart is someone who reflects the mind, the concerns, the desires of God. In other words, whatever is important to God is important to him. That's what it means to be after God's own heart. David heard that Saul had died. Rather than rejoice, at last the seat is vacant, now the kingship is mine. No, he wasn't thinking like that. He even composed a dirge, a mournful song to mourn Saul. He did not take delight in the downfall of others, because he reflects the mind and heart of God, mercy. In a world today where people would have been rejoicing, after all, he never liked me. After all, he was always against my opinion. And they would go about rejoicing, maybe not in public, but in their own heart. David showed something different. And this is why he was loved by God. So loved by God. At the bottom of his heart is mercy, you know, showed it, he lived it. Today we celebrate St. Francis de Sales. He lived in the early 16th century, a bishop in Geneva, and he wrote a book which is something that pertains to the life of everyone, the devout life. Among the many writings that he had, he's a patron saint of writers. And in this book, one thing stands out. He demystified the fact that at that time people thought holiness were just for priests, for monks. No, he wrote that in the devout life, that everyone is called to holiness. Holiness is for everyone, and he lived it. So we celebrate him and all those who strive to live according to God's plan, God's desires, God's concern.